High Morning Show with Danny and Jeff, Mile High Sports.
If you're thinking, well, you know, D came in yesterday, and they did breakfast burritos yesterday. You know, so it's like they can't have burritos every day, right? Well, wrong. I got a Sada Rico's.
Hey! Come on. Get real.
Hey! It's unbelievable!
They stole bases!
You're one bad bunny, you know that, don't
damn,
you?
Damn, Daniel.
You're a bad bunny.
Damn, Daniel.
Conejo malo, Daniel.
Daniel, back at it again with the white band.
Look at these things.
Whoa.
Dang. These are big.
And one for Logan. Wow.
Dang.
Yeah, that's right. We needed it.
Como tío Rico.
The show needed it.
Puerto Rico.
Denver needed it. It's a Sada Rico. Six seasons now.
See that mountain over there? Bet you I can throw a football over it.
Bet you would, Panama Red.
Asunco Ricos. Asunco Ricos.
Yeah, I get it. Well, the crazy thing is...
Look at the size of these things.
You think that Uncle Rico is all talk. Then he grabs that piece of steak and he throws it across the street while Napoleon's riding his bike and he hits him right in the head. So maybe the guy really can play.
Did you say steak?
That's why this Alliance of America Football League makes sense, guys.
Because of Uncle Rico throwing steak.
Something in there made sense to me.
Gracias, amigo. Puro burrito.
Taco Tuesday. We have a big one. You're thinking most shows probably going to have to go back to Broncos stuff.
Mailing it in this week.
Probably going to have to start to do some draft stuff, which we're going to start on Monday. But
we'll start draft stuff when D tells us we're going to start draft stuff.
Ooh, he's our draft expert.
He knows a thing or two about a thing or two. We'll leave it up to D.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet D.
He doesn't know a lot of things in life. But he knows draft.
That was a compliment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Demaryius Thomas I just saw released by the Texans. Wow. Got me to thinking.
Damn.
Yeah. Got me to thinking, what if we bring DT back to Denver? Back at it again.
DT number 88. Back at it again.
Comes in as like he's our
bad idea.
Fourth receiver. No. Our one,
no,
you know, kind of veteran guy we go to, maybe three or four catches a game, couple big ones. He's earned it. He's still got a little bit something left.
Torn Achilles.
I don't want him to be my number one, my number two, maybe my number four.
Who does number four work for? Do you think he wants to come be your number four?
Yeah.
Hey.
I do. I think at this point he would consider something like that. Consider that a divorce.
What are your thoughts on the Achilles that was torn in week 16?
I'm going to wait on it.
There's no timetable for return.
That's why I'm signing him almost at nothing. The guy's going to come in and play for $1 million here, $1.5 million. If anything, he owes it to the team that did pay him a lot of money for a long time. Demaryius Thomas is welcome back to this team. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Was that Welcome Back Cotter or something?
Yeah.
But it was like the New Jack City edition?
Yeah.
Dang, that's tight,
that's Mace.
Dude. That was Mace doing Welcome Back Cotter?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, Danny doing Mace, doing Welcome Back Cotter. Watch this.
Welcome back.
Yeah!
Woo!
On a Cotter. Taco Tuesday, are you kidding me?
Welcome back, Cotter. Stay away from my daughter. Oh.
Oh.
What you know about what? That, Cotter?
Yeah, Mace.
Damn, Mace.
Oh, so good. Mace could have went down as like a Nate Dogg type of figure, I think.
Oh, easy. Slow your roll
but
there.
He got into that gospel game.
He got into
remember we were talking about that gospel game?
That Kurt Franklin game?
Yeah, Stump.
That's my guy right there. We're not missing a beat. Not missing a beat.
Damn, look at you, dude. I told you I'm look good today. You. Stop. Are you kidding me?
You get that burrito.
Damn. If I get that burrito with me.
God's property?
Oh, wow. Well, that's right. God's property. Damn. God's
stump.
Property?
People get say some of stump. That. Get okay. me some of that.
Yeah.
I don't make too many requests out here.
Can I get some easy D?
Can I get
D's
some?
Like, all right, and then the next segment I want to do Luda, but we'll go back to back Ludas, and then Monica, but on a B side. What?
No, you'll know you've heard it once you've heard it.
Hey D, I'll tell you, D's hotel. We're staying at the hotel. Okay.
That's a shout-out.
I get the NFL. That breakfast that they have downstairs today. They had eggs. They had. Biscuits and gravy. I had an assortment of pastry, any juice I could ever want, oatmeal with toppings. I mean, like, you can't start giving the kids choices because JJ's like, yeah, I want a giant bowl of cereal I'm going to have one bite of. And then I want a bowl of scrambled eggs, which I'm going to put a bunch of ketchup on and not eat. And then I'm probably going to want a whole bagel. I'm going to, you know, take me 5 minutes to do the bagel. It's like, you just got to make the kid the plate. You start giving the kid the choice. What are we doing here? Right? Made that mistake this morning.
Yeah, that's you never give kids choices, guys. Never. If I learned anything from being a high school basketball coach, less choices for kids, the better.
And tell don't them get what fired. To do. The NFL. That's the other one. Two things.
Second thing I learned.
Try not to get fired.
Don't get fired, yeah.
Hey, Coach Gersh, could you step in the office for a minute? Oh, wow, Vince McMahon.
Hey, have you
what
ever
an honor. You here to talk to the team tonight? I didn't know Rob was in town. Just sit down, Joe.
Have you ever said the word in practice? Oh, yeah.
Jeff. Coach Gersh, and he rips your the logo off of your coat.
And hey, goes, I'm wearing it right now, actually.
Do it with me. You're fired.
I'm not fired because I already quit.
How can you fire somebody who already quit? Quit this stupid.
I don't need your stupid job in your stupid gymnasium and your stupid 42 kids in the program.
There was 42 kids?
Easily.
Dang.
There was about 18 parents. 42 kids.
18 parents who complained. 42. That's
no,
half
18
all,
parents
that's
total.
That's half of all the parents, Jeff.
Three parents complained, yeah.
Oh, three. That's the number.
That's a big number. Three out of 18.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Those are the days. True player for real, man. This is the time of year, though, too, where, like, basketball's just wrapping up and you're grinding through that high school season.
You're
trying to get into the tournament somehow, some way.
Your coaching career is interesting because it's kind of like you're like Mark Jackson. You had a little bit of success, and then you kind of, you know, you're not coaching now. So people don't know, is he capable of great things?
I had a little bit of success
Or is
twice.
It like, you know, are you like Bobby Valentine a little bit? It's like you got a job, you know, you were young, you had, you know, big personality, bad attitude, and you kind of ran yourself.
Fake mustache. Yeah. No, you know, I mean, I loved all the gigs I had. What I kind of learned coaching here in Colorado is that there's like kind of a network of good old boys, and then there was a guy like me.
Good old boy system.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't get
that's
in there.
One shot.
No,
that's
not.
One shot.
I mean, I'm
I
sure it's like
get
that
in there.
I'm sure it's like that in any state, but I kind of had to work my way from the bottom up. The bottom being John F. Kennedy. You remember
easy
that place,
work.
Right?
Wait, what?
No, actually, the bottom, Arvada, man, and then
yeah,
Thornton
that's
High
the
School.
Bottom.
I mean, three
no
of the.
No disrespect, Arvada.
You know, go ahead and look at Doug Ottawa's rankings in the preps and point out where those three schools are. I bet they start in the 200s.
Once Kennedy went down to like 4 and 3A, they started to win things, everything.
Well, yeah, and they brought
so
some
just
internet kids
if
in,
if
too.
I was a 4A or a 3A one singles, oh, God, the things I could have been capable of.
We took the 5A.
5A one singles, a city champion as a sophomore? Are you kidding me?
Hey, me, Mulder, and your boy, Tyrone Beta.
Oh, yeah.
We went to 5A state tournament. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, how'd you do it?
So check this out. We had to go down to the 16th Street Mall. This was back when they did a show, right? They did a your team gets in show, and you had to wait for the brackets to be announced.
Yeah.
And we were the last team announced. We were the 40th team out of 48. We had to wait for 47 teams to go by. And then we got Douglas County, who was, like, unbelievable that year.
You guys got stroked. What was the score at the half?
Oh, we're probably down 22 at half or something.
Oh, damn. I was going to say, be down with like 8 at the half, and I could have been like, well, you gave him a run for the first
No, we didn't give him any run. Our bus showed up like in the middle of the first quarter with all our fans.
Oh, no way. The sixth like, man?
Yeah, sort of. But yeah, me, Mulder, and a beta, man. That was the 5A, too. That was not the 4A because, you know, Douglas was in there and the big boys were in there. And then same with Thornton. When we were up at Thornton, we took the Thornton Trojans to the 5A state tournament. Me, Coach Serge. And Matthews and the crew.
Okay. 303-831-1340 is the hotline and the text line.
Cool.
Stream us or watch us at milehighsports.com. Yo, radio on demand tab. We'll get you podcast. You sound a little hurt by the whole thing.
I wish it would have ended differently. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I'm sorry about that.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. No. But you had unfinished business.
Well, yeah, but I didn't. Right? But I didn't.
You were building something.
I'm pleased how I didn't, you know, crumble to the parents or to the admin or anything. I stood my ground. I stood strong.
Here's the problem.
But once you do that to admin, you're done.
You didn't call. They said, I'm strong if you're strong. I said, you didn't make the one call you needed to, and that's to the Burnham Law Team. 303-990-5308. Personal injury, family law, divorce, or dealing with parents who are going to get you fired.
Ugh.
Quite frankly, nobody does it better. It's the Burnham Law
I'm just
team,
thinking
guys.
About it now. I'm just like looking off into the distance. Like,
yeah, you're hurting right now. You're hurting.
I need this coffee to cool down.
I didn't. Yeah. Does. Rochelle will say things like, you just hurt Kyle's feelings or you just hurt Dee's feelings. Today I hurt your feelings. She's going to tell me that. I'm really sorry about it.
Hey, I wouldn't be here without
Listen,
it.
Listen, you're. Oh.
So I'm not too displeased. I wouldn't have started my own company
One
without it.
One thing leads to another.
I wouldn't have started my own company. I wouldn't have. You know, my wife works with me now. She's a certified appraiser. All these things happen because of one bad step.
You were building something.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Belichick.
I'm building something right now,
Dan. Belichick and
Dan, what you don't realize is I'm building something right now.
Oh, you got a pretty mouth when you talk. 303-831-1340, the hotline. Danny, Kyle, and Jeff.
Back at it again. Now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Tuesday, got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up.
Just playing our game the right way. They were doubling, putting two on the ball. Knocking off the ball, we made the right plays, got good shots. Pretty simple.
Chris was pretty determined to make sure he got last
night. I mean, that was quite a time.
Sorry about that. That was James Harden.
He said his shoulder hurts?
Yeah. That's supposed to be him saying no excuse, but he still came out with 30-plus points
No excuse,
last night.
But here comes an excuse. It's spinal!
And then he said he was worried about winning at the end, not about the 30-point
streak. Oh, I'm sure, James. And my shoulder hurts.
Winning's in my top three, guys. Okay, number one is not making excuses. Okay, number two is scoring 30 points, and then, of course, winning. Yeah. Duh.
James Harden, man. Okay.
James Harden.
All right, Rockets.
What was the song?
I'd love to get the Rockets in the playoffs.
Would you?
Yes, because we'll amp it up.
Do you get what you're asking for and what you're wishing for right now?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really realize what you're wishing for right now?
Listen,
of all the teams you can ask for, the one you're asking for is the
Gersh.
The guy.
There's one thing in life that I've learned.
He's the
it's
guy.
To be the best, you have
gotta
to
beat
the
best.
Woo!
Kyle was the prom queen.
No, it's a different one.
Oh, okay.
But this is the time of the show.
Well, I'll make up for it.
Every single day where we like to do a little something that we call headline.
This is one for the highlight reels. This is one to remember.
Headlines brought to you by Platte River Mortgage, serving clients with honesty and integrity since 2005. Start your path to a new home or refinance at PlatteRiverMortgage.com.
303-433-9900, 303-433-9900. Platte River Mortgage, they're the team that you need to invest in, okay? Because, I mean, isn't your house like your biggest investment you're ever going to make? Maybe a car, you know?
Yeah, no, it's your
a
house.
Hot tub,
it's
maybe not, a hot tub.
It's not a car. It is your house.
It is your house.
Your biggest asset that you're going to have.
Ever, right?
The biggest ticket you're going to owe on is, the biggest bill you're ever going to have in your life is your house.
So, again, why would you penny pinch someone who's you're going to count on to get you the house, the property, the rental, the dream home that you so desperately want? And that is so hard to, in a fierce fierce
Danny,
marketplace.
There's an old saying, to be the best, you got to use the best.
That's right.
Everyone knows that.
So you need someone who's going to care about you, someone who knows this market, I mean, for decades now, and someone who's going to, you're going to immediately feel is trying to make it happen for you, truly, truly cares about you throughout this process, wants to make you a client for life, not going to chew you up and spit you out like the big guys. 303-433-9900 is the number to Platte River Mortgage.
Next question.
So we mentioned Demarius Cut. We'll have a chance to talk about him in the second hour. Maybe a little game I want to play. A little wide receiver game.
Okay. I think one thing we didn't mention yesterday, and I want to get to, because you and I, we love the game of golf. Hats off to Phil Mickelson yesterday morning, sealing the deal at Pebble Beach. His 44th career win. He's you know, 4 months before turning 49 years old, playing against the best in the world on one of the hardest courses. And here's what's really interesting.
That's pretty impressive. I didn't think he'd ever win again.
Here's what's really interesting about the Pebble Beach tournament, guys.
Unless he was playing Tiger.
It's a pro-am. There's Danny Williams is walking around inside the ropes playing golf. Like, the CEO of FedEx is out there, like, chasing his three putts around the green while Phil's trying to read putts on a rainy day that had hail on Sunday morning. They had to finish, you know, yesterday. Paul Casey was chasing. You know, Paul Casey started Sunday up three. Phil had to come from down three.
Oh, wow. To end up winning by three or
winning
four?
Winning by three. Oh, yeah. And he was throwing darts. And in true Phil fashion, he found himself one time behind, you know, like where the people stand. There was like this weird golf dome. Like, he can spray it around.
I've
with
never
the best
seen
of him.
There's lefties.
He doesn't go fairways and greens. He goes like fairway, fairway, and then he's like deep rough.
There's lefties who can't play the game. But any lefty I've ever seen has like a pretty swing, even guys who can't play. Is that a weird thing? Is that a thing? Lefties always have pretty swing.
He's unbelievable. And it almost makes you wonder, you know, with his longevity, where does it rank him?
It's unbelievable.
Where does he fall in terms of, I mean, he's winning. Tiger won one last year. He won the Tour Championship,
just
right?
Just that I'm a winner.
It's crazy to think that Tiger and Phil are still doing things with all these cats that are coming up. No, he's 49. He's going to be 49 and like,
I think
by the time your kid turns six.
If you're one of the greats of all time, you know, iconically good, generational, like Watson, who almost won that British Open in the 60s, like Jack, who raises that putter up when that ball goes over that hill and in the cup, the Masters, when he's 50 years old. If you're all-time kind of great, I think you can do those things at any given tournament.
Mickelson arrived on the tour in 1992. Dang.
Damn.
That's even ahead of Tiger, right? Tiger didn't come on until like 98
he was like,
or 99.
He's like 6 years older than Tiger, who's like 52 or
50.
Yeah, so Tiger's in his early 40s. Phil's in his late 40s. But they were like young rivals, too.
Not even a Ryder Cup
Tiger's
year.
Like
last year was a Ryder Cup year. You know, like
I'm 52 or 51.
If Phil came out firing in a Ryder Cup year, it totally makes sense to me. You know, I'd be like, hey, this guy wants to make the team. But
we just tried that.
Well, no, I'm just saying that if you make the top 10, no. If you're the top 10 best American golfer, you make the Ryder Cup. There's no question about that.
Okay.
And so part of me was thinking to myself, why is he coming out so hot out of the gates?
They're not just going to give him another invite, though.
Phil Mickelson has the most.
The top 10 at 10. So they rock to the
beat for your boy. I was just going to say.
Who's that? Sports guy Mike?
Speaking of top tens, Phil Mickelson, I mean, he's...
Sports guy Mike on the mic.
He's been in the top three at Pebble Beach, I think, like seven times or eight times. Like, he does well at Pebble Beach. Cool course. I've been out there. Cool. Get on an airplane for once in your life, guys.
Cool. Okay.
I get the NFL.
Well, I want to talk about Kyler Murray, but I want to talk a lot about it. So we'll just... I mean, it's already old news. In one day, things could
Kyle
be old news.
Kyler Murray...
They're not news till we've discussed them.
Is going to the NFL to commit himself to football. That doesn't mean his baseball playing days are over. It's baseball, Ree. But I think
are
that...
Are you getting into it? Or are you saving it for next one?
He's going to the Columbine.
I'll save
you said you talk about it a lot.
I'll save it because you have some this days.
No, I was going to say, don't you... Do you want to do some... Well, I mean, the thing about Kyler Murray is he has to say that.
Why does he have to say that?
Because... He doesn't want to sound dumb, especially after that Dan Patrick interview. Kind of sounded like an idiot.
Hold up.
I'm a dumbass.
Okay, Gucci Mane. Makes me think of Gucci Mane. It's funny you should mention that. is how old today rapper Gucci Mane?
Gucci Mane's 42.
Okay.
40.
38. Kyle with an early lead. The iconic Bill Russell, one of these athletes that is, you know, less than a god but more than a man type of figure.
77.
Okay.
82.
84. We are tied up. Christina Ricci.
49.
Okay.
43.
38.
Too
Jeff
old.
With the lead. But, Kyle, tell me how old Josh Brolin is. One of the megastars in Hollywood, Josh Brolin, was just Cable, right?
39.
No Country for Old Men, Men in Black 3, Goonies.
44.
You said how old, Kyle?
39.
He's 50.
Mm-hmm.
Good looking.
Good looking.
Good looking old man there.
He looks good for 44.
RG3, though, because Kyle does specialize in sports birthdays. RG3 is how old today?
RG3 is 31.
Okay.
30.
He's 28. Kyle, you're back.
28.
It's all tied up. DeMarco Murray is how old today?
30.
Once shared a backfield.
Stop the show. He's 30.
Wow.
Once shared a backfield with who?
Adrian Peterson.
That's right.
Benjamin Albright was posting that question the other day on greatest college backfields.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what about DeMarco and Adrian?
Well, we are truly all tied up. And I need you to tell me the year, Jeff. You go first here.
Crap, I missed a call. If you called in, call back. I just missed you.
Abraham Lincoln is what? How old?
He was our 16th president. I know that.
He was born what year? Abe Lincoln. Born what year?
1805.
Okay. Kyle?
He's just doing a gentle, subtle
literally
head
throw
shake.
Anything out.
He's thinking about 1806 or 1804. He can't quite figure out which way he's going to Bob Barker this
You
night.
Said what? Oh, he's just giving mic problems. Kyle said 1809. Kyle, stop
You've
the show.
Done
You've
it
done it again.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Roger Clemens is in the box. So hard.
Roger Clemens is in George Steinbrenner's box.
There it is.
And he's coming back. Of all the unbelievable things I have ever seen. Oh, we got to play that gal.
Susan something?
Sure. Kyle's powerful. What this is doing to my body right now. 303-831-1340, the hotline and the text line. Join the conversation. We're talking about Kyler Murray. And if the Broncos, with the 10th pick of the 2019 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select quarterback Oklahoma, Kyle Murray. What did Bert say?
Star at the Columbine, Kyler. Kyle.
Dang. Kyler Murray, imagine if he was the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. Yeah. How exciting that would. Imagine, just picture the feeling right now of it happening. Trying to imagine it happening.
It's like you walk outside on a cold day and it takes your breath away.
I mean,
a little
I'm
bit.
Getting emotionally invested in this kid.
Let's do it. Let's just go get him.
He's only, hey, for anyone who's like, oh, he's no Baker Mayfield. Well, what do you mean by that? 25? Because this guy's 21. Baker's like, I mean, Baker's like 24 years old. My guy is 21 years old.
I love an athlete. You know I love an athlete. You know I love an athlete.
Danny, Kyle, and Jeff, back at it again on the
Heartless.
The Smile High Morning Show with Danny and Jeff, Mile High Sports. Get busy. Everybody's
talking all this stuff about me. Bobby, man. I'm serious. He's one of my favorites of all time. So many hits. Oh!
That's just your prerogative.
They say I'm crazy.
Woo!
I really don't.
Oh, nice. You're getting breathy on it.
That's
Nick Cage.
It's my prerogative. But 303-831-1340, the hotline and the text line. Stream us, watch us at milehighsports.com. Radio on demand tab. While you're there, we get you podcast versions of the show. Yesterday's show never happened. It didn't exist. Unless you recorded it from home on your boombox. Remember that? It's like you try to...
The three-disc changer?
No, you just try to record off of the...
Tape to tape?
Off of the radio. But you have to time it just right so it didn't sound weird. And it never sounded right.
Right.
Back in May, eh? But
God's property was coming on, and you're like, I got to get this Kirk Franklin. And you go to press record, and it's like, stomp.
All my people say, stomp.
Stomp.
Okay, we want to hear from you. That's off that Time Life Christian rock album with God's, and I can only imagine.
It's because of Michael McDonald. Winner,
and then they got that one, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, then they got that one. What's that other one? No, not You Raise Me Up. That's on a different...
Eagles Wings?
That's on Now. Church Hits Volume.
That's what I call Church Hits.
Let's see.
We got any other good ones? No. That's just a Christmas carol.
I don't know any other Christian rock.
Now Behold the Lamb.
Sorry, what?
That sounds like something Godsmack would do.
Yeah.
Lamb of Godsmack?
I just want to give a big shout out to
Creed,
Lamb of Godsmack,
Seven Dust,
311.
Don't forget SCP,
211. Remember Kyle?
That was yesterday.
I'm here at room 211
today to play some 112. Right, room 112 is where the players dwell. And Kyle's like, "Yeah, I can't find it. It's not on here." And I was like, "What?" And I just go look. He's searching for 211. So while we're all in room 112 where the players dwell, you know, boobs out, everything. Kyle's up at the second floor at 2-11 knocking on doors. Guys!
Housekeeping!
He's like...
you want me in for a pillow?
Not Rick Moranis. Who's the guy in Ghostbusters across the hallway?
Spengler? Oh, no.
You know, he gets locked out of his own apartment.
No, that is Moranis, isn't it?
No, it's not Rick Moranis. He's Ed Grimley. Moranis.
Really funny joke, Danny.
Oh.
Grimley.
That killed with the over 50 crowd.
Baseball.
All right, let's go out to the hotline and get our guy. It's John. Hey, John.
Hey, what's wrong with I Can Only Imagine? I love that song.
Well, I didn't say there's anything wrong with it.
I imagine that you do love that song.
You're just on one today, aren't you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, we're bringing it.
I don't know about that one, dude.
You're into that Christian rock, John?
I believe in God. That's what I believe in.
Save that.
Tell us more.
Oh, man. So what else is up?
I can't believe the Cleveland Browns. Is it true? Signed Kareem Hunt?
They did sign Kareem Hunt.
God rules. That's everyone else sucks.
Damn, that was a good one. Right at the top of your head.
Yeah, that was pretty. Listen, why not the Broncos?
I wish we would have, dude.
What about the whole God thing you were talking about?
Yeah,
God doesn't mind if you're a sinner. He knows you're a sinner, dude. He already knows all this stuff. If you... read your word.
He's right about that.
Danny doesn't read that well. He reads comic books.
That's why he does radio.
Danny is really good at reading coloring books, too. Comic books and coloring books.
There's nothing wrong with adult coloring books, dude.
Dot, dot, dot to dot.
Adult coloring.
Dot to dot.
That's dot to connect dot. The dots. Remember that? Connect the dots.
That's la, la, you la, still la. Do it. You still do it.
That's funny.
So you would take Kareem Hunt here...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As long as JC was okay with it.
JC ain't going to be okay with it. Why do you keep bringing him into it, dude? It's not his business, dude. It's an earthly matter.
Well, if there's one thing we love on this show, it's when you call in with your politics, your religion, your fantasy
you
football.
You started
team.
It. You were talking about I Can Only Imagine, and I just gave you a...
I was just trying to rock a little bit.
Oh, my gosh, Danny. You ain't rocking nothing, dude. You're from the Westwood Projects.
I know. That's where we rock. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, right. There's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, Fire, and Spinderella.
All they got is the Redskins. That's all Washington.
Hey, you're right. Nah, Blue Knights, bro. Park. Blue Knights.
Blue Knights are... That's not even nowhere near.
Harvey.
Harvey Park?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
They don't got a football team no more.
Oh. I made the Blue Knights what they are today.
Yeah, that's why
business.
They're not there no more. Yeah, that's right. You guys are characters today, Danny.
See, you thought I didn't know about the Blue Knights and the Redskins. I'll go to the Boys Club right now and talk about me like I'm a legend. Oh, it's the Boys and Girls Club now as well.
Oh my gosh, man, you're a character. So what was the terms for the Kareem Hunt deal? Do you know?
Don't hit any more ladies, and don't be an embarrass us.
Don't be an idiot.
And you can
work
here.
How could you embarrass the Cleveland Browns? How could you embarrass that franchise?
Oh, interesting.
Right, that's a good point right there. You're onto something right there.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a good pickup for them, man. I wish Denver would have got him. And the Nuggets won last night, I told you.
Yeah, you did tell us. They got Nick Chubb, too. They're going to be good. Cleveland's building something.
They got Chubb?
Nick Chubb.
Yeah, what's his name's brother or cousin, whatever?
Yes, brother, cousin.
Cousin from another brother.
Like
another
sister wife. Like sister wife.
Didn't the Redskins pick him up or something like that?
I think he's Mormon. He's probably got a couple moms.
Oh, you guys are just letting him go today, huh?
Hey, let me ask you about Kareem Hunt. Is he going to get any extra time, do we know, from Goodell? Like, you know,
yeah.
Like, remember,
mean?
Adrian Peterson was on that list that, like, suspended from
the
playing list.
Kid list.
Yeah. Like, is Kareem going to?
I don't.
He's not back in the league. He hasn't been readmitted back in the league. Even though the Browns own his rights, he does not. He's not allowed to play. If I'm
John Dorsey drafted him, he's maybe the one guy who can get away with this.
But they didn't press no charges. There's no charges brought up against that guy, right?
It doesn't matter with the
I
NFL.
Haven't heard none.
That doesn't matter with the NFL.
Yeah.
Especially
if
when you have video.
If a video gets out, then charges are meaningless.
Yeah, but look at, they kept Josh Gordon. That dude kept smoking weed all the time.
Yeah, but he got kicked her when she was on the ground, so.
She called him a bad name. She should have called him.
Yeah, one guy can't kick the habit.
We don't know
weed
that.
Smoking
he
on the
said
other
that.
Guy.
He said that, but we don't know that that's true. Just because you got a really bad potty mouth doesn't mean that she does.
Yeah, but I didn't call nobody the N-word.
Yes, oh, maybe not the N-word.
You think the Browns would possibly use Kareem Hunt as kicker? That's what's up, Juan.
Hey, we got to go, Toby.
Oh, my gosh, you guys are on one today, dude.
I know, we
kicker,
are.
Dude.
Hey, we got to go anyways.
Thanks, bro. All right.
Broncos rule, everybody else sucks.
Later.
God rules, everyone else.
What were you saying, Kyle?
Did you like that one?
Yeah. Nothing, you weren't saying anything.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's going to have to still take some necessary steps and all that, but I don't believe by any stretch that he's back in the league or anything just because he signed with the Browns. I think he still has to go through the league reinstating him.
He was, like, led the league in rushing the time he was in the league, right?
I don't believe people care about
Damn.
That.
Oh, they don't?
No, I mean, I'm sorry, the league. Like, they don't care about it. They're not like, oh, you led the league in rushing, so you're reinstated.
You don't think a bigger star gets a little bit better?
Adrian Peterson was the biggest star of all, and he missed the whole season for his kid having some marks on his arm from a stick.
Oh, there
his ass.
That wasn't a problem that he did? Or should we not get into that?
We can get into it.
No, we probably better not. Because it sounds like...
I've obviously have a bias for... I thought, like, that was a long suspension. But I thought he was paying for Ray Rice's transgressions.
Okay.
I thought Adrian Peterson had to pay for Ray Rice's crime.
Okay. Interesting. You're onto something.
Yeah, we're Franklin, on one today. Is this God's property?
God's property or just Kurt Franklin solo?
KF solo, man.
Dang, nice.
Speaking of KF, did you see Kevin Federline the other day at the Grammys? He's an ugly dude. Golly, he was handsomer when he was...
Wait, why was Kevin Federline at the Grammys?
I don't know.
He?
I think the Backstreet Boys were getting back together or something.
Kevin Federline's not in the Backstreet
or
Boys.
Or whatever, he was there. Is he NSYNC then?
No, Kevin Federline was with Britney Spears.
Right, but he was one of those guys. He was a Backstreet Boy before he was with Britney.
No, he wasn't.
Or what was he, a dancer or something?
Britney was with Justin Timberlake, bro.
God, it was bad.
What are you talking about? Federline is a nobody. He's like a better fest. A better federalist. Paras compart.
Maybe it wasn't federal. Maybe it was the other guy.
You're thinking of Cato Kaelin, who lived in OJ's backyard.
No. Was there
he
a
might
Kevin?
As well be Cato Kaelin. Federline.
No.
Said.
Oh, okay. It was Kevin from Backstreet Boys.
What about him?
His face.
He's their leader.
Is made of plastic.
He's old man,
face.
Bro.
Ah.
Well, what are we here to do today, Mr. Federline? I need you to take my face off and then put a younger face on.
Kevin Richardson.
Kevin Federline. You're funny.
I like laughing.
Danny, you're really on one today. Danny, Kyle, and Jeff. Back at it again.
name of Jesus.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me.
The Smile High Morning Show with Danny and Jeff. Mile High Sports.
For them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they
I'm at Tweets Danny on Twitter. Kyle's at Kate Bury Your Head on Twitter. Jeff at GR Serious on Twitter. We appreciate you guys being with us.
Thank you.
So Kyler Murray says that God's plan is for him to play football and that his passion lies within football, okay? Here's a couple things to think about. Kyler Murray will potentially be the first ever player ever in the history of sports and planet Earth to be drafted in the first round of both the NFL and Major League Baseball. He's 5'9" plus, you know, almost 5'10" in socks, according to Oklahoma athletic director Mike Huck. According to Elias, only five quarterbacks listed at 5'10" or shorter have thrown an NFL pass since 1960. The last was
what was it? 5'10" or shorter?
Yeah. The last was Doug Flutie in 2005.
Hmm. Does that mean anything to you? Does that bother you or worry you or set you thinking differently? Or does that keep you just like, whatever?
It is a polarizing.
Who cares about that stat?
And dramatic stat.
It's kind of a big deal for a little guy.
Yeah, but Baker's a couple inches shorter.
Are you 5'10"?
Yeah, I think so. I'm listed at 6.
With the flat brim?
I'm listed at 6 with the flat brim.
Oh, yeah. It was great when I went and got my driver's license.
I'd say 5'10".
They're like 6 foot, 195. I'm like, yeah. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. Not 220.
First round picks in the NFL. While some people think that with the guaranteed money in Major League Baseball, that'd be more lucrative for him to go play baseball. Well, if he plays baseball, Ray, then he'll be won't become a free agent if he's a successful player, but for 7 years ish. Okay. First round picks in the NFL get guaranteed 4-year contracts. Last year's number one overall, Baker, received $32.7 million guaranteed from the Browns. And the last pick of the first round, Lamar Jackson, is guaranteed $8.1 million.
I think the reason why you get one in the first round, though, is you have that fifth-year option. The team does. That's why you'll see teams trade back in and get a guy like Lamar Jackson.
Or any player trade back and get that.
Right. You get that fifth-year option where you can offer him another.
Oakland, okay. The A's guaranteed him $4.6 million after drafting him. His next contract would have been contingent on his major league success. By contrast, more than half of active NFL quarterbacks have earned at least $10 million in their careers. Did you hear that? Half of active NFL quarterbacks have earned at least $10 million in their careers, compared to 28% of outfielders. Ooh.
I mean, the real point of this to me is he has to show the utmost interest in football to be drafted the highest possible he can be.
11% of NFL
waver.
Quarterbacks.
You know what I'm saying?
11% of NFL quarterbacks in this league have made at least $100 million. 5% of outfielders in Major League Baseball have made $100 million. Interesting.
The way he's going to make the most money is to show that he has the most interest in football. Now, that could change the day after the draft. If he gets drafted by a team he doesn't want, then he goes, you know what? On second thought, I don't have interest in this anymore.
Well,
I'm uninterested to play for the, you know, Arizona Cardinals. He would say, I'm not doing it. I'm going to go play baseball. But he has to.
Here's a couple things you might
be
wondering
about. Show
full
interest.
Does he get to keep the $4.6 million from the A's? No.
No, I think he had to give $1.5 back or something.
He'll return $1.3 million of the $1.5 million installment they already received from the A's, and he'll forfeit the remaining $3.6 million on March 1st. Do the A's get any compensation? Nope. They do retain his rights if he ever returns to baseball, but they won't receive a compensatory pick because those are reserved for teams whose draft picks never sign a contract.
How cool would it be to be Kyler Murray, though, right?
Does that mean that Kyler Murray won't play both sports? I'll tell you that on the other side.
I wish they would let him play both.
Well, Jay, it looks like if you come back on the other side, I couldn't make it work.
But,
oh, yeah, that's nice. Who's that?
Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, man, they rock.
They got a new emoji out.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
A new emoji? I don't get it.
It's only available on the Pixel.
You're this is Pixel. Real. This is real
it's
stuff.
Danny, Kyle, and Jeff back on the other side.
Smile high. You made the brightest days from the darkest night.